which is one small step forward in terms of healing, just recognizing and acknowledging this brutal tragedy. We've got to remember that Mr. Blake is a human being. He is a father. He is a son. He is the descendant of a family that has literally committed itself to our nation's civil rights movement. His own grandfather marched in the days after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so Mr. Biden's actions today most certainly humanize Mr. Blake. But what we need now is justice. What we need now are officers who will be held accountable for the harm done to Mr. Blake. We need officers to be held accountable for the countless shootings of unarmed African Americans. This is a crisis that is ripping at the soul of our nation, and we need national leaders who will not turn a blind eye to this and who will acknowledge the bitter, harmful racism underlying the police violence that we are seeing tearing communities apart in our country right now.
Also worth noting that Joe Biden in his remarks did indeed say that institutional racism is a thing, and he directly connected it to the incident in Kenosha that has left Jacob Blake Jr. in a hospital bed. Kristen Clark of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law, thanks very much.